The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from CNN, Mr. Beast pays 1,000 cataract surgeries for visually and blind patients, visually impaired and blind patients. From AI Business, AI-powered talking card helps visually impaired avoid being taken advantage of. From TechCrunch, a hacker finds a bug that allows anybody to bypass Facebook's two-factor authentication. From Tom's Guide, new Mimic ransomware strain. Bleeping Computer has an article on Microsoft forcing Windows 11 22H2 updates. Forbes has 13 reasons to update to iOS 16.3 on your Apple devices. The Verge has an article that I didn't get to last week on the 3-nanometer M3 chips in Apple devices coming out this year. So let's get started. From CNN.com, YouTube star Mr. Beast helps 1,000 blind people see again by sponsoring cataract surgeries. YouTube superstar Mr. Beast is making the world clearer for at least 1,000 people. The content creator's latest stunt is paying for cataract removal for 1,000 people who were blind or near blind but could not afford the surgery. "We're curing 1,000 people's blindness," says Mr. Beast, real name Jimmy Donaldson, in the Saturday video, which reached over 32 million views as of Sunday afternoon. The video features touching before and after footage of patients seeing with clear vision after finishing the surgery. The YouTuber also gave cash donations and other gifts to some of the participants. Jeff Levinson, an ophthalmologist and surgeon, worked with Donaldson to perform the first round of surgeries in Jacksonville, Florida. Levinson has coordinated the Gift of Sight program for over 20 years, which provides free cataract surgery for uninsured patients who are legally blind due to cataracts. "Half of all blindness in the world is people who need a 10-minute surgery," Levinson says in the video, referring to the cataract removal surgery. Levinson explained to CNN he became inspired to help people access cataract surgery after undergoing his own cataract correction surgery. "In the days and weeks after my own cataract surgery, I was stunned by how bright and beautiful and vivid the world is," he said. "But I was shocked by the idea that there are hundreds of millions, probably 200 million people around the world, who are blind or nearly blind from cataracts and who don't have access to the surgery." Levinson got a call from a member of Donaldson's team in September. "I had never heard of Mr. Beast," he said, "so I almost hung up, but I'm grateful I did not hang up." They started by calling homeless shelters and free clinics to create a list of patients in the Jacksonville area who needed cataract surgery but could not afford it. Eventually, they had a group of 40 patients, and Levinson performed all of their surgeries in a single day, starting at 7 a.m. and ending at 6 p.m. Levinson said that patients were in disbelief that somebody would actually seek them out to rescue them from blindness and then have the kindness and generosity of spirit to offer the surgery. The ophthalmologist also connected Donaldson's team with SEE International, S-E-E, for which he serves as the chief medical officer. The nonprofit provides free eye care around the world to patients in need. The organization helped Donaldson reach even more patients for a total of 1,000 surgeries completed in around 3 weeks. The video shows patients receiving the surgery in Jamaica, Honduras, Namibia, Mexico, Indonesia, Brazil, Vietnam, and Kenya. Levinson said he hopes the video and Donaldson's generosity inspire a concerted effort to end needless blindness. "If Mr. Beast can light a fire, and if we can get governmental and private support behind it, we can end half of all the blindness in the world," he said, "without all that much cost, and with incredible gains in human productivity and human potential." From AIBusiness.com, AI-powered talking payment card helps visually impaired. a new type of credit card that audibly forces financial voices, financial transactions, has been launched to make life easier for the visually impaired and the blind. A variation of the card also translates transactions and converts currency for those traveling overseas. The Thales, T-H-A-L-E-S, Gemalto, G-E-M-A-L-T-O, voice payment card vocalizes every step of a financial transaction, such as the amount, PIN validation, transaction approval, and has been certified by MasterCard and Visa. The innovation is the result of a partnership between French multinational Thales Group and Hansom, a fintech also in France that focuses on solutions for people with disabilities. To use the card, a person needs to download the app on their phone, which is uniquely linked to the user. Bluetooth communication connects the point-of-sales terminal to the mobile app. The financial transaction is announced on the mobile phone via earbuds or the phone speaker. With this software, the users are aware of every step and must validate each transaction. The individual must approve each step with a secret code. The communication is powered by conversational AI and natural language processing technology. Approximately 90% of visually impaired individuals have encountered fraud or errors at the point of sale. We know innovation has the potential to solve a multitude of issues. That's why we decided to tackle concerns faced by blind and visually impaired people. Since then, it appeared that the solution has proven to be useful for other disabilities, said Bertrand Knopf, K-N-O-P-F, Vice President of Banking and Payment Services at Thales. Thales also offers biometric cards with a fingerprint sensor. From TechCrunch.com, T-E-C-H-C-R-U-N-C-H, hacker finds bug that allowed anyone to bypass Facebook two-factor authentication. Article by Lorenzo Franceschi Bicherei. That's F-R-A-N-C-E-S-C-H-I-B-I-C-C-H-I-E-R-A-I. Posted on January 30th. A bug in a new centralized system that Meta created for users to manage their logins for Facebook and Instagram could have allowed malicious hackers to switch off an account's two-factor protections just by knowing their phone number. GTM MA umlaut NO circumflex Z, a security researcher from Nepal, realized that Meta did not set up a limit of attempts when a user entered the two-factor code used to log into their accounts on the new Meta Accounts Center, which helps users link to all their Meta accounts, such as Facebook and Instagram. With a victim's phone number, an attacker would go to the centralized accounts center, enter the phone number of the victim, link that number to their own Facebook account, and then brute force the two-factor SMS code. This was the key step because there was no upper limit to the amount of attempts someone could make. Once the attacker got the code right, the victim's phone number became linked to the attacker's Facebook account. A successful attack would still result in Meta sending a message to the victim saying their two-factor was disabled as their phone number got linked to someone else's account. Basically, the highest impact here was revoking anyone's SMS-based 2FA, just knowing their phone number, Manus told TechCrunch. At this point, theoretically, an attacker could try to take over the victim's Facebook account just by phishing, P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, for the password, given that the target didn't have two-factor enabled anymore. Manus found the bug in the Meta Accounts Center last year and reported it to the company in mid-September. Meta fixed the bug a few days later and paid Manus $27,200 for reporting the bug. Meta spokesperson Gabby Curtis told TechCrunch that at the time of the bug, the login system was still at the stage of a small public test. Curtis also said that Meta's investigation after the bug was reported found that there was no evidence of exploitation in the wild and that Meta saw no spike in usage of that particular feature, which would signal the fact that no one was abusing it. Also updated on January 30th to reflect that only Facebook accounts were vulnerable to the bug. This was due to an editing error, initials ZW. From TomsGuide.com, new Mimic ransomware can hold your files for hostage fast. A new ransomware strain is making the rounds online that can encrypt your files even faster than most, as it uses a popular third-party Windows search tool to know exactly what to look for. First discovered back in June of last year by Trend Micro, this new ransomware strain has been dubbed Mimic, based on a string the company's security researchers found in its binaries. According to a new report, the Mimic ransomware is so far primarily being used to target Russian and English-speaking users. Interestingly enough, Bleeping Computer points out that some of the code found in Mimic shares similarities with the Conti ransomware, C-O-N-T-I. This is likely due to the fact that Conti's source code was leaked back in March 2022 by a Ukrainian researcher after its creators sided with Russia. The Mimic ransomware is currently being spread through executable files, .exe, that are sent to targeted victims via email. Once opened, the executable extracts its malicious payload along with tools that are used to disable Windows Defender on a victim's computer. Mimic has quite a few tricks up its sleeve to help speed up the process of encrypting a victim's files, including using multiple processor threats and command line arguments to narrow file targeting. Everything Windows search tool. What makes Mimic much faster and more efficient than previous ransomware strains is how it uses the Everything search tool to locate files to hold hostage. Developed by Void Tools, Everything is a file name search engine for Windows that is much more efficient and faster than Windows Search. By using Everything on a targeted system, Mimic is able to locate files that can be encrypted, like documents, while avoiding system files that would prevent a computer from turning on in the first place if locked. Files encrypted by the Mimic ransomware are given the .quietplace extension, and a ransom note named decrypt_me.txt is dropped somewhere on a user's system. This ransom note explains that victims need to pay the attackers in Bitcoin to have their files unencrypted. However, it also says that the attackers can decrypt just some of a victim's most important files for the price of one file equals $1. This might be worth it for victims if they only need a few files from their locked system, and were planning on upgrading to a new PC anyway. This is the first time we've seen a ransomware strain use a popular third-party tool to speed up the encryption process. The Everything search tool doesn't even need to be installed on a victim's machine, as it's included in the malicious executable used to infect a PC with Mimic in the first place. Ooh, ouch. How to stay safe from ransomware. Just like with malware and other viruses, you should avoid opening attachments and emails from unknown senders to stay safe from ransomware. Likewise, you shouldn't download illegal software or download any file from sites without a proven reputation. The best antivirus software can also detect many types of ransomware before your system is infected. However, antivirus software isn't able to unlock your files once they've been locked by an attacker using ransomware. For this reason, it pays to use the best cloud storage to keep an extra copy of your most important files stored safely in the cloud. And the best cloud backup services may be an even better choice, as it backs up your files automatically. If you do fall victim to ransomware, this step-by-step guide at the hot link can walk you through the process of getting your files back. At the same time, Bitdefender and other cybersecurity firms often release ransomware decryption tools like it did for the DarkSide ransomware. There's also hot links for those. This way, even if you don't have the money or don't want to pay a ransom to cybercriminals, there's still a chance you may be able to recover your files someday. As for the Mimic ransomware, it's a relatively new strain, and we don't know that much about how it's being used in attacks or who's behind it yet. Hopefully, we'll find out more soon. Today's best antivirus service deals is in another hot link. Get instant access to breaking news, the hottest reviews, great deals, and helpful tips. Anthony Spadafora is the security and networking editor at Tom's Guide, where he covers everything from data breaches and ransomware gangs to password managers and the best way to cover your whole home or business with Wi-Fi. Before joining the team, he wrote for IT Pro Portal while living in Korea, and later for Tech Radar Pro after moving back to the U.S. Based in Houston, Texas, when he's not writing, Anthony can be found tinkering with PCs and game consoles, managing cables, and upgrading his smart home. From BleepingComputer.com, Microsoft starts force upgrading Windows 11 21H2 devices. Microsoft has started the forced rollout of Windows 11 22H2 to systems running Windows 11 21H2 that are approaching their end of support (EOS) date on October 10, 2023. Redmond is regularly initiating automatic feature updates to ensure that it can continue to service these devices near their EOS date and to provide them with the latest updates, security updates, and improvements. The automated feature update rollout phase comes after Windows 11 22H2, known as the Windows 11 2022 update, has also become available for broad deployment today to users with eligible devices via Windows Update. A quote from Microsoft without attribution says, "Today we begin to automatically update consumer and non-managed business devices running Windows 11 version 21H2 Home and Pro editions to Windows 11 version 22H2, Microsoft said in an update to the Health Dashboard. Since Windows 10, we have been helping Windows users stay up to date and secure with supported versions of Windows through automatic updates. We are utilizing the same approach for Windows 11 to help you stay protected and productive. The automatic updates will roll out gradually, starting with the devices running Windows 11 21H2 for the longest time. If you are interested in moving to Windows 11 version 22H2 right away, open Windows Update Settings and select Check for Updates. If your device is ready, you will see the option to download and install," Microsoft added. One compatibility hold could block updates on some devices. If we detect that your device might have an issue such as compatibility, we might put a safeguarded hold in place. In this case, the update will not be installed automatically until the issue is resolved. Right now, the only compatibility hold blocking the Windows 11 2022 update affects systems with specific driver versions for Intel Smart Sound Technology, Intel SST. On Intel 11th generation core processors that trigger blue screens of death, BSODs. However, Microsoft provides a workaround for those who want to install Windows 11 22H2, requiring them to check if Intel has an updated driver for their systems. The issue is resolved by updating the Intel SST drivers to version 10.30.00.5714 and later, or 10.29.00.5714 and later. After updating the affected Intel driver, it can take up to 48 hours before you can install the Windows 11 2022 update on your system. You can use this Windows Support Document hot link or follow this guided walkthrough hot link to troubleshoot Windows 10 22H2 update problems or fix any errors you encounter. From Forbes.com, iOS 16.3, Apple just gave iPhone users 13 reasons to update now. Article by Kate O'Flaherty, issued January 24th. Apple has issued iOS 16.3 along with 13 reasons to update your iPhone now. That's because iOS 16.3 fixes 13 security issues, some of which are serious. Apple doesn't give much detail about what's fixed in iOS 16.3 to give time for as many people to update their iPhones as possible. This makes it less likely that attackers can get hold of the details. Among the issues fixed in iOS 16.3 are three in WebKit, the engine that powers Apple's Safari browser, and three in the kernel at the heart of the iOS operating system, according to Apple's support page. Thankfully, none of the issues fixed in iOS 16.3 have been used in real-life attacks. Yet the vulnerabilities patched in iOS 16.3 could be a risk to iPhone users because they could potentially be chained together to gain control of your iPhone, says independent security researcher Sean Wright. His name is spelled S-E-A-N-W-R-I-G-H-T. Unfortunately, like many of the previous updates, some of the vulnerabilities could potentially be chained together to gain full access of the device, Wright says. There seems to be no evidence that any of these are currently being exploited in the wild, so it's a case of updating as soon as you can, but there's nothing to panic about. Why you should update to iOS 16.3. Apple's iOS 16.3 also fixes several bugs that have been plaguing iPhone users over the last few weeks. These include issues in Freeform, a bug where the wallpaper appears black on the lock screen, and a problem with the iPhone Pro Max, which saw horizontal lines appearing on the screen. Meanwhile, Apple released a patch for iOS 12 iPhones, iOS 12.5.7, fixing an already exploited security issue. If your iPhone is eligible for this update, you should apply it straight away. Apple has also issued iOS 15.7.3 for devices that can't run iOS 16. But if you're still on iOS 15 and you've got a compatible iPhone, you might as well upgrade to iOS 16.3 instead. I've already updated my iPhone to iOS 16.3 in its early days, but I haven't had any major issues with the operating system update yet. There's actually another good reason to update your iPhone to iOS 16.3 as soon as possible. The new iPhone update comes with more support for hardware security keys and advanced data protection for iCloud, including end-to-end encryption functionality, has rolled out globally. Wright says these features alone make it worth updating to iOS 16.3, and I agree. So what are you waiting for? Go to Settings, General, Software, Update, and upgrade now to keep your iPhone safe and secure. And the second article I didn't get to read last week from TheVerge.com. The next MacBook Air and iMac could come with a 3-nanometer M3 chip by Emma Roth, posted January 22nd. Apple's working on a MacBook Air and iMac with an M3 chip built using the more efficient 3-nanometer fabrication process, according to a report from Bloomberg's Mark Gurman, G-U-R-M-A-N. While it's not clear when the two upgraded devices might launch, Gurman expects the M3 chip to arrive later this year or early next year. Gurman first hinted at this in June of last year, noting that Apple's working on an M3-equipped 13-inch MacBook Air, 15-inch MacBook Air, and a new iMac. At the time, he added that the M3 chip could appear as early as this year, but that hasn't happened just yet. Instead, Apple included the new M2 Pro and M2 Max chips with the lineup of MacBook Pros it announced earlier this month, and also added an M2 Pro chip to the Mac Mini. These chips are based on a second-generation 5-nanometer process, which is still an upgrade from the standard 5-nanometer process Apple uses to fabricate its M1 chips. The upcoming M3 chip, however, is expected to take things a step further. According to Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, TSMC, the company that makes Apple's chips, the 3-nanometer process can improve speed by up to 15% and reduce power consumption by 30% when compared to the 5-nanometer process. TSMC began mass producing 3-nanometer chips at its Taiwan-based facilities last year, but this technology isn't set to arrive at the manufacturer's new Arizona fabricator until 2026. The MacBook Air and iMac aren't the only devices that could soon get an M3 upgrade. On the same day Apple announced its new MacBook Pros, Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo, that's M-I-N-G-C-H-I-K-U-O, said that Apple could launch another round of MacBook Pro models with new 3-nanometer M3 Pro and M3 Max processors in the first half of 2024. We'll have to wait a bit longer to see if this rumor pans out. Along with Gurman's prediction that Apple could release a touchscreen Mac in 2025. With 5 minutes left, let's see what's new on CoolBlindTech.com. Smart Walking Stick helps guide visually impaired grocery shoppers, posted January 30th. A team of engineers at the University of Colorado Boulder are using artificial intelligence, AI, to develop a smart walking stick for the blind or visually impaired. According to the team, the smart walking stick could eventually help blind people navigate various tasks, such as shopping at the grocery store or finding a place to sit. How does the smart walking stick work? The walking stick resembles a cane, but it is a bit different. For one, it has a camera and uses computer vision technology, helping it map and catalog its environment. It can then guide users by using vibrations in the handle and with spoken directions. What was involved in the experimental CAFE study? To better understand the decision-making needs of people with blindness or impaired vision, the researchers created an experimental CAFE in their lab. Examining how a smart walking stick could be used to facilitate navigation amid obstacles and furniture, patrons were asked to traverse the maze-like environment and update on their experience. Subjects equipped with a laptop-laden backpack and state-of-the-art walking stick scanned the room using an attached camera. Advanced algorithms inside their laptops assessed features within the environment, then mapped out the optimal route to select seating, much like automated vehicle navigation systems. The study demonstrated successful and encouraging outcomes, revealing that experimental subjects were able to locate a chair with accurate precision on 10 occasions out of 12 trials. The test participants had their eyesight obscured for the duration of the experiment. The team is now aiming to build upon their findings by engaging individuals who have diminished vision or blindness. What was involved in the experimental grocery store study? In their lab, the team engineered a lifelike grocery shelf stocked with different brands of cereal. They produced an expansive database of product photos to feed into dedicated software, allowing study subjects to scan and select products using only a walking stick. It assigns a score to the objects present, selecting what is the most likely product. Then the system issues commands like move a little bit to your left. When will the walking stick be available? The team says that it will still be a while before the walking stick is used in the real world. The team wants to first make it more compact, designing it in a way that works with a standard smartphone attached to the cane. The research was published in IEEE. One-button pin improves security for blind and low-vision users, posted January 23rd on Cool Blind Tech. Researchers at the University of Waterloo and the Rochester Institute of Technology have developed a new authentication method that could help blind and low vision, BLV, users more securely access their devices. The new method, one-button PIN, allows users to input PIN codes using a single large button and a series of haptic vibrations. How does one-button PIN work? One-button PIN uses haptic vibrations imperceptible to outsiders. When prompted to enter a PIN code, the user presses and holds a large button on their smartphone screen. This activates a series of vibrations separated by pauses. The user counts the number of vibrations corresponding to the number they desire to enter, then releases the button and repeats the process until the desired numbers are entered. What was involved in the research study? In a research study, 9 BLV participants installed one-button PIN apps on their phones. They were first tasked with entering randomly generated PINs using the one-button PIN method several times, then instructed to use the app at least once a day for a week as part of a diary study. What was revealed in this study? The study revealed that one-button PIN allowed users to input codes with an average of 83.6% accuracy or above, as opposed to 78.1% accuracy using traditional methods. Was the method more secure? The method also proved to be incredibly secure. In the second stage of the study, 10 sighted participants watched videos of people using both traditional PIN entry methods and one-button PIN, then attempted to guess the PIN codes. Every participant was able to successfully guess users' PINs using the traditional method, but no one could successfully guess code input using one-button PIN. While one-button PIN was designed for blind and low vision, many users will appreciate the added security. The study was published in the Proceedings of the ACM on Human-Computer Interaction. I hope you enjoyed this week's Vision News. If you have comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.